March 19, 1933. Nourishment that the Supreme Being gives to the creature that serves to make the soul grow, and to make the divine life grow in the soul. The divine will, depository of everything and everyone. I am always prey of the divine fiat. Its love is so much, that it does not leave me one instant without nourishing my poor soul. But in order to nourish me, it wants me with itself, at the mercy of its acts, in order to prepare together the food that it wants to give me. So, following its acts, I stopped in the act when God created man, and my highest good Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My blessed daughter, our supreme goodness was not content with loving man, with giving him the whole universe at his disposal, but in order to give outpouring to our intense love, we placed our divine qualities in order to nourish his soul, such that we placed our power, wisdom, goodness, love, sanctity, strength, as his celestial and divine nourishment. Therefore, whenever he came to us, we would make known to him our celestial table in order to nourish him and satiate him. There is nothing that unites and identifies itself with the creature more than food, that arrives at forming his blood, heat, strength, growth and life. The same for our divinity. Wanting to nourish him with our divine qualities, it made itself heat, strength, growth and life of the creature. But this is not enough. This nourishment digested not only made the creature grow all beautiful and holy with the virtues of the nourishments that he took, but it served to make the divine life grow, that does not adapt itself to human nourishments, but it wants its own divine nourishments in order to grow and form its same life in the depth of the interior of the soul. Do you see? Can one give greater love, more intimate and inseparable union, than making known our divine being, our immense and infinite qualities, as nourishment in order to make him grow with our likenesses? And then, using it in order to administer to him the nourishments so that he does not remain fasting in his soul, and so he is able to say, "God nourished my soul, and I, with the food that he gives me, nourish his life and make it grow in me." Love, then, is content when it can say, "You have loved me, and I have loved you. What you have done for me, I have done for you." And since we know that the creature can never reach us, we give of ours, and so we equalize the parties and we remain content and happy, he in us, because true love then feels itself happy and satisfied when it can say, "What is yours is mine." And do not believe that this was only for the first man. What we do one time we continue always. Now we remain completely at the disposal of the creatures. Whenever she unites herself with our will, she loses hers and ours, and she lets it dominate. There are so many visits that she makes to our Supreme Being. And we, do we send her away hungry? Oh no. Not only do we feed her, but we give her of ours so that she has sufficient nourishments in order to always grow as our volition wants her to, and so that no necessary means are lacking in order to make our life always grow more in her. Even more, because on our part we do not ever let anything be lacking. Rather, we always give in a superabundant way. If anything is lacking, it will always be on the part of the creature, but from us, never. After this, my poor mind continued to lose itself in the divine volition, and my always lovable Jesus added, "My blessed daughter, my divine will is depository of everything that has been done by us, and of everything that creatures have done. Not one thought, one word, the greatest works as well as the least works, the steps, the heartbeats, the breaths, the pains, flees from it. It holds everything deposited in itself such that everything you do takes its place in my will. Nor can you hide anything, because with its immensity it envelopes you, with its power it is actor of everything that you do, and with its divine rights it is master of possessing, of knowing, and of conserving all the operation of the human generations, and of rewarding them or chastising them according to what they merit. So much is both its goodness and power, that as it does not lose either one star or one drop of light that the sun possesses, or one drop of water of the sea, so it does not lose even one thought of the creature. And even if she wants to lose it, she cannot do it. Its all-seeingness finds her and acts in its will. Oh! If creatures could comprehend that a divine will receives on deposit everything that they do and think, how attentive they would be that everything would be holy and upright. And they would call this supreme will as life of everything that they do, such that their acts would not receive one unfavorable judgment, so that they could remain on deposit in the divine volition itself as its acts and effects that no one would dare to judge, and they would be rewarded as acts of a divine volition operating in the creature. Furthermore, as the divine will is depository of everything and everyone, so the human will is depository of all her thoughts, words, works, and steps, etc. It loses nothing of everything that she does. Rather, they form one single thing with her, and each thought, word, pain suffered, everything, remains written and sealed with indelible characters. Perhaps the memory does not keep track of everything, it has forgotten many things, but the will hides everything and loses nothing, such that it is the depository of all of her acts. Therefore the divine volition is depository and bearer of everything and everyone. The human volition is individual depository and bearer of itself. What eternal triumph it will be, what honor and glory, for the one who has thought and operated in a holy way. And what confusion for the one who has deposited in the human volition sins, passions, unworthy works, and will render himself bearer of his own evils. And if the evils are very grave, he will be pasture of the infernal flames, and if less grave, he will be pasture of the purging flames, such that they will purify that soiled human will by way of fire and of pains, but it will not be able to restore to him the good, the holy works that he has not done. Therefore be attentive, because everything is numbered and written. You do not lose, neither you, nor us, anything. Even one thought, one word will have its perennial life, and they will be as faithful and inseparable friends of the creature. Therefore it is necessary that you form holy and good friends, so that they can give you peace, happiness and perennial glory. Fiat.